Previously on Alcoa FM.
It's Kylie Minogue on Alcoa FM. It is your music, your world. This one is called Lights, a Camera, Action. Welcome to The Drive with myself, Sam Luditi. One gentleman in particular who would have felt the concept of Lights, Camera, Action. Proteas batsman Tristan Stubbs is on the line with us at the moment. Tristan, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I know you've only just gotten back from being out in England. And then when you came back, there was a lot of things that had to be done that the team was busy with. But let's, before we talk, first of all, congratulations to you and the team on winning the World Test Championship. I know it's been a long time since the Mace was in South Africa. But before we get into everything leading up to the game and the game itself, let's talk a little bit about that welcome that the team would have received at OR Tambo Airport in Johannesburg. Talk us through that.
Yeah, I know. It was flipping awesome. To get back from, I mean, we did just get the plane, and then to see so many people there was quite amazing. I didn't think any of us thought it would be or there would be as many people as there was. So it was very cool to see.
Yeah, I can imagine that it would have been something special. A lot of celebrations that would have been had in England first before the team got back into the country. But, I mean, is it anything that you'd sort of hoped and dreamed of? I know the aspirations of playing cricket at this level is something that you had from a very young age. But to get to that point, did it feel like you ticked the box in the career?
Yeah, it still hasn't really sunk in. I mean, we needed like 5 or so to win, and you were still thinking, this isn't going to happen. So it was really, really something awesome to be a part of. And, yeah, to have said we've done it, it's pretty cool for the country and for the team.
Proteas batsman Tristan Stubbs joins us on Alcoa FM. Tristan, let's talk a little bit more about the game. There was a lot of hype that was made about, you know, the concept of playing at Lord's and playing at the home of cricket. And a lot of legends of the game and former professionals speak about how different playing at Lord's is compared to any other ground in the world. Your experience of playing at Lord's, particularly in that final?
Yeah, the atmosphere was amazing. I mean, 3 days after you arrive, Lords, you go to practice or you put your bag in a change room and you see all the names on the board. You walk out to the long room, and then that's just the prep. The prep, you like flip, your nerves are going already. And then once the game starts, there were so many South Africans in the crowd. It was awesome. Every time we got a wicket, it felt like we were the home team. So the atmosphere was amazing.
Did it feel a little bit like you were playing at a South African ground at that point?
Except the one afternoon when the Aussies were on top. The rest, it felt like we were playing at Centurion. It was really cool.
Let's talk a little bit more now closer and sort of looking at the team and the team environment. You spoke just now and mentioned that, you know, needing 5 runs, 6 runs to win here, 5 runs to win there, and you're still sort of thinking, oh, you know, nervy moments. What was the camp like, particularly in the dressing room, during Aiden's knock and while Aiden was going through what he was going through in the middle, bringing up that 100 and batting through with Temba Bavuma as well?
Yeah, so I was in next. I was stressing quite heavily, as you would. But no one was moving. No one moved. As soon as the partnership got settled, we weren't allowed to. You could leave at the end of the over, but by the next over, you had to be back in your seat. And it pretty much stayed that way the whole of the Friday afternoon. And then Saturday morning, like I said, we needed like 20 to win or 15, and it was like we needed like the game. We needed 1 run off 1 ball. The nerves were so high, so it was the change room was very tense for 2 days.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell me about a little bit about the celebrations. Who's the team clown there after you guys had won and you know all the celebrations were going? What is the atmosphere like? And who was maybe in charge of the jokes and all the good time, if you will?
So KG normally runs the fires meeting. We didn't have one. There was no need. Everyone was celebrating anyway. But Ashwell Prince, he's the choir master. He comes up with all the songs. Flip and funny guy. And him and Kyle Varane, they got all the jokes for everyone. Those two are, along with KG, they sort of lead everyone else.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty nice little insight into the side. All of it mostly expected. We're chatting to Tristan Stubbs, Proteas batsman. Tristan, now that we're talking about having won the World Test Championship, the Maces back in South Africa, is it one of the things, obviously is one of the things that Shukri would have been looking really closely at. What's next now for South Africa, and how is the squad developing in terms of the new cycle of the World Test Championship?
Yeah, well, it's quite a quick turnaround, sort of straight back in it. But you got another chance to win something in February next year. There's the T20 World Cup. Like Test cricket, we play again. Sort of it starts straight away. There's always something new. You, now that you've won it, you want to win it again. Enjoy that feeling again. So I think that'll be our next goal.
Tristan Stubbs on Algo FM. Tristan, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. I know that you're enjoying a little bit of downtime at this point. We wish you guys all of the best. We can't wait to see what the Proteas are going to deliver in the near future.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.